some reason, I always do something to mess up my successes. I get the jitters, I can't stop myself, and I do something stupid like get drunk or mouth off or not show up for the crucial meeting or something. Why on earth do I do this? This man, whom I started treating many years ago, had a certain kind of ADD, the kind that creates an itch deep inside, an itch that often gets scratched in dangerous ways and at the worst times. Right in the middle of talking to someone I don't even know or care about, I'll sometimes get this urge out of nowhere to toss my drink in his face, just for the fun of it, just to see how he'd react. I don't do it, thank God, but I get the urge to. Does that mean I'm crazy? No, he's not crazy. But he does have this prickly kind of ADD, a kind that generates an all but unscratchable lifelong itch, an itch that can lead to enormous success and productivity, or acute embarrassment, even utter disaster. People who have ADD often don't like how they feel inside. It is difficult to describe exactly what they don't like about how they feel, except to say that they feel bored, or off, or logy, or at sea. What can begin as a mildly unpleasant feeling can escalate in seconds into a veritable crisis. They feel they must do something to change how they feel. Within moments, they are operating on a level beyond their rational control. It is in these moments that they can make impulsive, self-destructive decisions. They start an argument or a fight. They blow up in anger. They create a crisis out of nothing. They down a half a bottle of vodka or make a wild investment on the stock exchange or jump into bed with someone they would have done better to avoid. Traditionally, people look at this problem through the lens of morality, a lens that was discussed previously. People who do these various things usually receive a judgment, not a diagnosis. At best, people say they don't have their priorities straight. At worst, they are condemned. But I want to invite you now to look at what's going on through the lens of brain science, not the lens of morality. Could it be that all of these people share a problem of peculiar brain chemistry? Specifically, could it be, based on an inherited pattern of neurotransmitters, receptors, and carrier molecules, that they are not as able as other people to find pleasure in the ordinary ways most people can? Could it be, based on this genetic variant, that they must resort to extraordinary means to feel fully alive? About a decade ago, Kenneth Blum and other researchers suggested the existence of a condition they named the, quote, reward deficiency syndrome, unquote, or RDS. People who have RDS are not able to feel pleasure as easily as others. The gene involved in their model, and there are many other genes proposed now, is the A1 allele of the dopamine D2 receptor. People who have this variant are not as able as those who don't to reap the pleasurable benefits of dopamine. Dopamine is one of the chief chemical mediators of pleasure. Anything that gives you a squirt of dopamine tends to make you feel good. Exercise can do this. So can making love. So can any kind of creative activity in which your imagination gets deeply involved. So also can drinking, gambling, taking extreme risks, eating ice cream and other carbohydrates, taking various drugs, and smoking cigarettes. People who have RDS are more apt to turn both to the good and the bad ways excessively, because moderate ways don't produce as much pleasure as they do for other people. A good morning kiss and a hug on the way out the door doesn't do as much for them as it does for others. They have to do more to get the squirt of dopamine than other people do. So they do more. They may exercise more than others, or make love more, or engage in more creative activity. And they may drink more than is good for them, or gamble more, or eat more ice cream, or take more extreme risks, all because they need to do more in order to feel as good as others do with less. If you have a certain genetic makeup, you may be predisposed to developing an addiction or near addiction, not because you're a bad person, but because your wiring doesn't afford you the more ordinary ways of getting pleasure. This genetic variant often shows up in people who have ADD. That's one reason that addictions are so common in people who have ADD. But it also shows up frequently in highly creative people in all fields. There is an interesting link between near addictions and creativity. I've been drawn to literary people my entire life. My heroes during my adolescence were Dostoevsky and Shakespeare. I was an English major in college. I've always liked to write, and many of my closest friends are writers, editors, publishers, agents, columnists, or other kinds of workers in the word business. I've always been intrigued by a commonality I've noted in literary people,